Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Good start, bad finish, losing day. Let's recap the losing card for Saturday. My college basketball handicap goes 5-4. I cash in North Dakota State minus the 1.5. They rally to get the win and cover against our rival North Dakota. I cash in Loyola of Chicago minus the 3.5. They coast to the easy victory at home over George Mason. I cash on Eastern Washington plus the 1.5. They go on the road to Northern Colorado and get the win. I cash on Oklahoma in a bedlam to remember. In overtime, at the buzzer, a three-pointer. The Sooners get the win over Oklahoma State. I cash on Pittsburgh minus the 2.5. They coast to the victory over Virginia Tech. My losers on the card, well, at UNC Asheville, minus the 4. They're up 10 at halftime, but in the second half, the wheels of the bus came off. They lose outright, and I lose the ticket. I had Charlotte minus the 1.5 at Tulsa. They're up 13 points in the second half. I feel really good about things, but then, yeah, things went the wrong way. The Golden Hurricanes got hot. They rally, and ultimately, they bank in a 3 in the closing seconds to get the win, as I lose that bet on the 49ers. I had Weber State minus the 3. Felt good about this play, but they just couldn't get the offense going. They lose outright on the road at Idaho State. And then the Twitter vote was on Colorado State. Had 2 units on this play, and UNLV continues to knock off some top teams. They could be a bid stealer in the Mountain West Conference. The Rams just did not have enough offense to get the job done, so I lose 2 tickets on Colorado State. Coin flips didn't go my way either. The Celtics and the Knicks were looking good after 3. They decided not to score points in the fourth quarter, so I lose the over 223. Blues and Red Wings, I had under the 6.5, finishes 6-1, so I lose that one as well. So we'll put Saturday in the rearview mirror and get to the card for Sunday. Before we get to the card, though, here's your trivia question. 6 current members of the American Athletic Conference have advanced to the Final Four. Can you name them? That's your trivia question. I'll have the answer in a moment. Now let's start the card in the Horizon League. Oh boy, don't throw any eggs at me. I'm on Green Bay plus the 5 against Youngstown State. So it's 12-5 against 12-6 in the league. Green Bay embarrassed me on Friday. They lost by 26 to Purdue Fort Wayne. Good news, both for me and the Phoenix, is we can quickly erase that ugly memory today. The Mastodons came out firing on Friday, took the home court edge away early, getting out to the 11-2 lead, and then extending it to 24 by halftime. Today, the Penguins of Youngstown State enter off of a crazy overtime win at Milwaukee on Friday. They now have 5 road wins in the league. They have the revenge angle after losing to Green Bay a couple weeks back by just 1. But it's been a great season for the Phoenix. This is the final home game of the regular season. I would expect a much better effort from start to finish. So I'm going to grab the 5 at home here. Give me the Phoenix of Green Bay plus the 5 at home against Youngstown State. Next up on the card, we go to the MAC. It's Mount St. Mary's plus the 1.5 against Iona. So Mac Daddy Hoops was traveling tonight, so I'm attempting to find my own winner in the MAC. The Gaels of Iona have lost 2 straight and 3 of 4. They're now 13-13 overall. They're 8-7 in the conference. Iona did win the first meeting impressive fashion, 87-70. They have wins on the road at Fairfield, Siena, and Niagara this season. They rank 3rd on offense. They have a good pressure defense. Their defense, though, ranks 6th in the conference. The Mount has dropped 3 straight, now 11-16 overall, 7-9 of the conference. The Mountaineers rank 6th on offense, 5th on defense. They've lost 3 games in conference at home this year. They lost to Niagara, Rider, and St. Peter's. Biggest part of this handicap, Iona's top scorer and rebounder left the program this week. The Gaels did play tough on Friday, but it wasn't enough. I expect a similar result here on Sunday. So give me the Mount at home. I'm on Mount St. Mary's plus the 1.5 at home over Iona. Next up, we go to the Valley. It's the Missouri Valley. I'm on Evansville plus the 3.5 against Southern Illinois. So the Purple Aces have dropped four straight. They're now 15-13 overall. They're 6-11 in the Valley. Last five home games, though, tell a different story. They have a 4-1 record, and their lone loss during that stretch was to Drake by only three. Evansville has the ninth best home court edge in the country. That kind of surprised me. Yeah, that's a true statement. Southern Illinois has won two straight, including the big win over Indiana State. The Salukis are 18-10 overall. They're 10-7 in the Valley with four wins on the road in the conference. Not bad. SIU can play some defense. They rank fifth in the Valley, eighth on offense. But I like the home court numbers for the Purple Aces, so I'm going to grab the points here. Give me Evansville plus the 3.5 at home over Southern Illinois. Next up on the card, we go to the American. It's a showdown game. It's Florida Atlantic minus the 1.5 at Memphis. So two teams that I like to bet on get to face each other today. This will be my third consecutive game betting on FAU. They lost at South Florida last Sunday by 4. They covered this week against SMU for me, winning by 10. First of two meetings down the stretch here between the Owls and the Tigers. It's a big opportunity for Memphis to get a key win on the resume. The Tigers are now 19-8 overall. They're 8-6 in the American, with home losses to South Florida and Rice. Dare I say, both these programs have failed to meet my expectations this season. The Tigers rank third on offense, ninth on defense. Yeah, it hasn't been good at times. Meanwhile, the Owls rank number one on offense, number seven on defense. So this should be a fun, action-packed game. Memphis is a tough place to play. This one could go either way, but I expect FAU to rise up to the challenge today, given the Owls of Florida Atlantic minus the 1.5 on the road at Memphis. Next up on the card, it's your bonus bet. It's Nebraska minus the 6.5 against Minnesota in the Big Ten. So Minnesota won the first meeting, 76-65 in Minneapolis. The Gophers have won two straight and 5 of 7. Two road wins this season for Minnesota at Michigan and at Penn State. Meanwhile, Nebraska has won three straight. Their lone loss was at home this season against Creighton. The Cornhuskers have home wins over the likes of Purdue, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Northwestern. So I'll continue my trend of betting into the 23-3 against the spread Golden Gophers. Give me Nebraska minus the 6.5 over Minnesota.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the coin flips. In the NBA, I selected the Milwaukee Bucks at the Philadelphia 76ers. Total of 232. Tails it is. I'm on the under 232 between the Bucks and the 76ers. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Philadelphia Flyers at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Total of 6 in this one. Heads it is. I'm on the over 6 between the Flyers and the Penguins. Now your trivia answer. Last appearance for each of these programs in the Final Four. Once again, 6 of them. It's SMU in 1956. Yeah, it's been a long time since they've been there. Temple in 1958. Yes, it's been a long time for them as well. How about Charlotte, 1977. Memphis in 2008. Wichita State in 2013. And last year, of course, Florida Atlantic in 2023. So those are your 6 programs from the American Athletic Conference to make the Final Four. So now let's recap your card for a Sunday. In the Horizon, I'm on Green Bay, plus the 5 at home against Youngstown State. In the MAC, I'm on Mount St. Mary's, plus the 1.5 against Iona. In the Missouri Valley, I'm on Evansville, plus the 3.5 against Southern Illinois. In the American, I'm on Florida Atlantic, minus the 1.5 at Memphis. In the Big Ten, your bonus bet is Nebraska, minus the 6.5 against Minnesota. Coin flips, I'm on the Bucks and the 76ers, under the 232. NHL, I'm on the Flyers and the Penguins, over the 6. So That's my card for a Sunday. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.